Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman at the conclave emphasizes on government's commitment to fiscal discipline. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says domestic defence production crossed record figure of 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar holds talks with top Sri Lankan leadership in Colombo. Supreme Court orders setting up of independent SIT to probe into alleged use of adulterated ghee in preparing laddus at Tirumala Tirupati Temple. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to open campaign against New Zealand in Dubai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held till the 6th of this month. This year, the conclave focuses on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation and the implications for growth, and principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. Speaking at the conclave this morning, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized the government's commitment to fiscal discipline. The Finance Minister said the fiscal deficit is estimated to decline further from 5.6% in financial year 2024 to 4.9% in 2025.
Our government continues to uphold its commitment to reducing the fiscal deficit, aided by buoyant revenue generation, restrained revenue expenditure growth, and healthy economic activity. The fiscal deficit is estimated to decline further from 5.6% of GDP in FY24, I'm basing on provisional actuals, to 4.9% in FY25.
Ms. Sitharaman noted that by 2047, the Vikasit Bharat will usher prosperity not just to Indians but to the rest of the world by becoming central to a vibrant exchange of ideas, technology and culture. Speakers from across the world are taking part in the Kautilya Economic Conclave. Both Indian and international scholars and policymakers are discussing some of the most important issues confronting the Indian economy and economies of the Global South. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said the domestic defence production has crossed the record figure of 1,27,000 crore rupees in the year 2023-24. The Defence Minister was addressing the 7th Annual General Meeting of the Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers in New Delhi.
भारत अब डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट की तरफ भी बहुत तेजी से अपने कदम बढ़ा रहा है 2023-24 में भारत का डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट 21,000 करोड़ को पार कर गया है इसमें ज्यादातर एक्सपोर्ट प्राइवेट इंडस्ट्री से ही हुए यह निश्चित रूप से हमारी अच्छी प्रगति है लेकिन इसके बावजूद हमें अभी और भी बहुत कुछ करना है जहां पर हम अपने डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन को इस अप्रोच के साथ देखें कैसे हम इम्पोर्ट को और कम कर सकते हैं तथा एक्सपोर्ट को और बढ़ा सकते हैं ताकि इन दोनों के बीच का जो डिफरेंस अभी बहुत ज्यादा है वो कम से कम किया जा सके
The Defence Minister said the government has launched many schemes for the development of cutting-edge technology in the defence sector. Mr. Singh also highlighted about IDEX, Technology Development Fund, Aditi Scheme and various types of incentive schemes which are being run by the ministry. The Indian Air Force will organise a fly-past show in Chennai on the 6th and 8th of this month to commemorate its 92nd Raising Day. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Chief of the Air Staff Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh said the Air Force is focusing on indigenisation to well maintain its equipment and supply chain and deal with future security challenges. He added that the Air Force targets to have entire inventory to be developed and produced in India by 2047 to have a system in place for their maintenance. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said the cooperative model is the only model in the world that ensures economic growth along with people's welfare. The minister was speaking at the centenary celebrations of Ahmedabad District Cooperative, ADC Bank, at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. The minister said no country can be developed only by economic growth unless the welfare of people is ensured. He lauded the contribution of cooperative organizations, including ADC Bank and Amul, for the economic welfare at grassroots level. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has asserted that the railway will not be privatized under any circumstance. Mr. Vaishnav attended the 40th Foundation Day of the Railway Protection Force in Nashik and inspected the parade. Addressing the event, the minister stated that the railway is a means of travel for the poor and middle class of the country, and therefore the central government has made substantial investments in railways, focusing on research, security and human resources. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed the global summit on the theme Spirituality for Clean and Healthy Society at Mount Abu in Rajasthan. Speaking at the event, the president expressed happiness over the government's encouragement to natural farming by using natural fertilizers instead of chemical fertilizers.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि सरकार द्वारा रासायनिक खाद की जगह जीवामृत और प्राकृतिक खाद और बीजामृत जैसे बीज पोषक तत्वों की सहायता से प्राकृतिक खेती को प्रोत्साहित किया जा रहा है। प्राकृतिक खेती से स्वच्छ अन्न तथा स्वच्छ अन्न से स्वस्थ मन की कड़ी बनती है और चारों तरफ जैविक खेती करने के लिए वो प्रोत्साहित करते हैं और खुद भी करते हैं। ये शरीर के लिए मन के लिए बहुत ही उपयोगी है।
President Murmu said people must also confront the realities of global warming and environmental pollution and urge them to take decisive action. Calling for collective efforts, she called upon everyone to join the central government's tree plantation campaign, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam.
जो क्लाइमेट चेंज हो रहा है वो भी आहिस्ता आहिस्ता सुधर जाएगा। ये जल वायु जो प्रदूषित हो रहा है, मुझे लगता है आहिस्ता आहिस्ता प्रदूषण होना बंद हो जाएगा। लेकिन सभी परिवार, सभी लोग एक एक पेड़ अपने माँ के नाम हर साल एक एक पेड़ लगाएंगे तो मुझे लगता है जो परिस्थिति आज दिखाई दे रहा है वो परिस्थिति आहिस्ता आहिस्ता सुधर जाएगा।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is holding talks with top Sri Lankan leadership in Colombo today. Mr. Jaishankar reached Colombo this morning on a day-long visit to Sri Lanka. More from our Colombo correspondent.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar's visit to Sri Lanka marks the first by a foreign minister to the island nation ever since President Anura Kumaradesa Nayaka took office last week. The visit aims to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries and highlights the shared commitment towards deepening the long-standing partnership for mutual benefit. During the day-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar is meeting the Sri Lankan President Desa Nayaka as well as Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya. These meetings build on the previous discussions in February when Mr. Desa Nayaka had visited India. For Akashvani News,
Israel launched a series of strikes across strongholds of armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon in the past 24 hours, resulting in a devastating toll on civilian life. The Lebanese Health Ministry reported that 37 people were killed and 151 wounded in these attacks. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The strikes reached deep into the Lebanese territory, with Israel targeting areas central Beirut for the first time since the conflict began. These attacks, which occurred overnight, are believed to have targeted Hashim Safidin, a potential successor to the late Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah. Adding to the humanitarian crisis, an Israeli strike on Friday morning near Lebanon's Masna border crossing with Syria has cut off a crucial escape route. Lebanese Transport Minister Ali Hamieh confirmed that the strike created a 4-meter-wide crater on the road, effectively blocking a path used by hundreds of thousands of fleeing civilians in recent days. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In a related development, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi landed in Beirut today to meet Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati and Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri. The Supreme Court has ordered the setting up of an independent special investigation team, SIT, to investigate the allegations regarding the use of adulterated ghee in preparing prasadam laddus at Andhra Pradesh's Tirumala Tirupati temple. The SIT will include two officials from the CBI and Andhra Pradesh police each, and a senior officer from the Food Safety and Standard Authority of India. The probe will be supervised by the CBI director. Hearing a batch of pleas on the matter today, the apex court said it has not observed anything on the merits of the allegations and counter-allegations in the issue and clarified that it is passing the order to assuage the feelings of crores of devotees of the Tirumala temple deity. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 3 others injured in a road accident in Mirzapur district in the wee hours today. The mishap took place when a truck collided with a tractor trolley near Mirza Murad on Mirzapur-Varanasi border. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in Mirzapur. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of those who lost their lives in the road mishap. The injured will also be given 50,000 rupees under the Pradhan Mantri National Relief Fund. In Bihar, the flood situation remains grim as several new areas have been impacted due to deluges in Darbhanga, East Champaran, Khagadia and Muzaffarpur districts. As rivers like Bagmati, Kamla Balan of the Adhvara group are in spate, several villages have been submerged. Over 16 lakh people are affected in 18 districts. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today took stock of the situation in the flood-affected areas. Earlier, he reached Darbhanga today to review the ongoing relief work, including distribution of food materials and other things in flood-affected regions. He visited a food packaging center at Indoor Stadium in Lahariya Sarai in Darbhanga. Mr. Kumar also visited a community kitchen at Birol. The Chief Minister asked officials to ensure proper distribution of relief materials to the flood victims in far-flung areas. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh today. The IMD added that heavy rainfall is likely over Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar today, as well as over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 2 days. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will begin their campaign against New Zealand in Dubai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the other match, West Indies will face South Africa at the same venue at 3:30 p.m. Akashvani will broadcast bilingual live commentary of the match in Hindi and English. We have more from our correspondent. Whatever it takes,
yeah. Already put in a tough group with the New Zealand and Australia, Harmanpreet Kaur-led Team India will aim to start the tournament on a winning note. They are high on confidence after winning their 2 warm-up fixtures. The women in blue have taken huge strides in the T20 World Cup. In the 2020 edition, they were the runners-up and played the semi-finals in both the 2018 and 2023 editions. On the other hand, New Zealand has not reached the semi-final of an ICC event since 2016 and is coming off 10 straight losses in their last T20 internationals. With Manik Sharma's report, this is Aishwarya Rai Nigam for Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman at the conclave emphasizes on government's commitment to fiscal discipline. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says domestic defence production crossed record figure of 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar holds talks with top Sri Lankan leadership in Colombo. Supreme Court orders setting up of independent SIT to probe into alleged use of adulterated ghee in preparing laddus at Tirumala Tirupati temple. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to open campaign against New Zealand in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.